Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be with you, and I know it's a dream come true for you to be listening, isn't it? Barbara Weltman is our guest. It's a dream come true for her to be here with you. I know that. I know that's a fact. Barbara is a nationally recognized expert on taxation for small business. Heck, she's not a nationally recognized folk. She's the nationally recognized. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, she's the expert in the universe on small business taxes. She's the, in fact, that's the title of her book, Small Business Taxes, J.K. Lesser's Small Business Taxes, Your Complete Guide to Better Bottom Line. And she's been a Brain Trust member since there was a Brain Trust. And she's also an attorney. We love her anyway. Barbara, welcome back to the show. No. We love you anyway, Barbara.
No lawyer jokes too early.
No, I won't give you, I saw a couple of good cartoons yesterday, though. I'll have to send them to you.
Okay.
Barbara, what's the news?
Well, just first a real brief update. For unprecedented, Congress passed a bill, and the president signed it within a day, allowing taxpayers who make charitable contributions on behalf of tsunami victims in January can choose to deduct it on 2004 returns.
Wow.
So in the next couple of weeks, if you haven't made a contribution and you're thinking about making a contribution, you can make the contribution on you can deduct it on your 2004 return.
And that's news, because that just happened, didn't it?
Yep, just happened.
So if I wanted to give some money to a tsunami charity, somebody mm-hmm. who's giving need to the tsunami, what would I need to do? Would I need to make sure? I'm sure that there'll need to be some kind of appropriate evidence.
Right, the charities will oblige. In other words, all of the online donation sites have an opportunity to where you can specify where your gift is going. So, if you give to AmeriCares, which is one of the charities that is providing help, you can see when you go on their website that you can specify you want your gift to go to tsunami victims,
but you need
and not
to get
just
some
general.
Kind of a document back besides your check, I guess. And
well,
some of these people will take credit cards. Don't you need to get something back from them that's saying that this is the date and when you gave that money?
Well,
and what it was for?
Yeah, you're going to have to be able to show it in some way. If the gift is $250 or more, you're going to definitely need an acknowledgement from the charity.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not that, then you probably can show it by credit card and some other.
They're not going to chase down every $250 contribution.
No. Absolutely.
But if it does get into a sizable number,
then you want to make sure that you have the right proof.
Well, I appreciate you bringing us that information. And do you know anything about what the numbers are of money that's been raised in the United States?
No, but it's been huge.
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 It's more than the government, and the government's number was huge.
Yeah, and it's not even a question of the number. It's the number of people. I mean,
right.
It's been just an unprecedented number of donations.
Can we talk for a minute about the difference between the way Americans give and the difference and the way other people give, like Europeans? Can we talk about that for a second?
Sure.
I, this is off the tax issue a little bit, but one of the things that when Europeans talk about how much the government, you know, our government gives versus their governments, one of the things that happens is apparently Europeans, their taxes are so high that they expect their government to do a lot of their giving. They expect their government to take care of other situations the way they take care of their citizens. In the United States, we're different than that. We expect a lot out of our populace, out of our citizens. And
absolutely.
So the way to look at global contributions to those who are in need, regardless of whether it's a tsunami or just regular, you know, Save the Kids or whatever it might be, the entire contribution from all sources should be considered the way it is in those other countries, isn't it?
That would be a fair way of looking at it, sure.
Yeah, and that's one thing, folks. And, of course, the United States dwarfs other nations because we are bigger than a lot of other nations in terms of giving. But no country in the world gives more year after year to all these different things, whatever it may be for. No country in the world contributes to the level that the United States does. And for that, Americans, you should be very proud. Barbara, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Barbara's book is J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, the 2005 edition.
I play the silver ball from Soho down to Brighton. I must have played them all, but I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That damn dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean game.
Spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight, circling the nexus in a fever dance with fate.
We're back.
Well, be the spirit that knows.
17 till the hour, 43 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, the 2005 edition, which is brand new on the bookshelves and available wherever books are sold, right, Barb?
Absolutely.
So I hope you'll check that out. Go ahead and give us your website, please.
I have two. We have www.bwideas.com, where you can see information about my monthly newsletter, and BarbaraWeltman.com, where you can see all my books listed.
All right. I hope you'll check those out, folks. Barbara's the best, and especially if you're trying to see what you need to know about your taxes for 2004 and 2005, then Barbara's the place to go. Barbara, let's talk about the prospects for tax reform in 2005. I predicted in my predictions this year that the tax breaks that we got would be made permanent.
Well,
what do you think?
It could be. Let's put it this way. At the end of 2005, there are about 50 provisions that are set to expire, including many small business tax breaks, like credits for employing certain workers. Congress has to face the fact that they have to make decisions on these things, whether to just extend them piecemeal like they've been doing for many years, or really step up to the plate and make them permanent. But I agree with you partially. I think they're going to make some things permanent. I don't think they're going to make all the provisions that are set to expire this year, at the end of this year, or in the future, permanent. Well, they're going to have. I think they're going to make permanent the education tax breaks, putting money into qualified tuition plans of the state, so I think they're going to make that kind of thing permanent. I think it's still kind of iffy about the estate tax.
Yeah, I don't
see it as a slam dunk like some of the other provisions.
I'm not expecting the estate tax to be made permanent. I was thinking mostly of the tax cuts, like the new tax rates, the marginal tax rates.
Yes, I think they may do that. The marriage penalty relief,
right.
I think, will be made permanent.
I think that's
and the child tax credit.
I think the death tax is going to take a while longer. They're going to have to think on that a little bit longer and build some more momentum for that. But what about the direct expensing? $104,000 now?
It's $105,000 in 2005. They still have a little time there, so maybe they won't want to face it because that doesn't expire this year.
But that won't be made permanent. That'll be a year or two at a time kind of thing, because that's not something that they feel that's not going to be something they think they need when the economy is okay.
Well, they may make it permanent. Let's put it this way: small business organizations are advocating for that provision in particular,
right,
because it really it's very difficult for businesses to plan year by year, not knowing what the tax rules are going to be, and you can't do any kind of long-term strategic planning when
right,
they change the rules every year. So I think that that's one of the provisions that, that we might luck out and have made permanent.
Well, I hope that they do. At least I hope that they make it a number. You know, for most small businesses, Barb, as you know, $100,000 is more than most small businesses will spend in a year on capital items.
Yeah, but you know, I just met this neighborhood printer. He only has one employee besides himself, and his press was $180,000.
Yeah.
So you can be a small business owner huge expenses.
It can happen.
For capital
but you know, that's but he bought the kind of press that his grandson can print on, though.
Those
are pretty big ticket items. But anyway, that's very interesting, and. It'll be interesting, and I know you'll help us keep tabs on how things are going. All right, we're in January, and we've got some business to take care of in January
for the
fourth quarter of 2004, don't we?
Yeah, we have a lot of things to do in the next 2 weeks. First of all, on Tuesday, it's the due date for estimated taxes for self-employed individuals and owners of pass-through entities, your last shot to pay up your 2004 taxes to avoid any kind of penalties.
And it should be the 15th, but the 15th is on a Saturday.
The 15th is a Saturday, and Monday is a federal holiday,
right.
So we have until Tuesday.
Yeah, so you got a couple of extra days there, folks, to do that. But that's the drop-dead date on estimating the taxes and getting your and also on getting in your payroll taxes in for your employees, right?
And by the end of the month is the due date for giving W-2 forms to your employees and 1099 forms to your independent contractors.
Right. So we've got a lot of stuff going on right now, and I hope that you're moving in that direction. Folks, and if you need help, do two things. Buy Barbara's book, Small Business Taxes, J.K. Lasher, Small Business Taxes, and call your CPA.
Absolutely.
Barbara,
absolutely.
The best thing that happened to my business was when I employed a CPA to handle my taxes. I don't even think about that. I mean, they just take care of it, and I count on them, and that's one burden off of my mind.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But the thing is, though, Barb, is we all are responsible when we sign that return. We're responsible for that return, and that means to some degree we need to be knowledgeable about what's been done on that return.
Well, even more than just the return, it's planning for your business throughout the year, and you have to know what opportunities are available in order to take advantage of them.
And which involves the business decisions that you make, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, stand by, Barbara. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, the 2005 edition. Back at 7:10. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. And folks, I encourage you to check out her website, because even before you buy her book or any of her books, she's written a number of them, including taxes for your kids, for dealing with your kids, if you're in the salad days of life, for those of you who are retired or retiring. She's got a book out about that and a lot of different things. And you can find all that at BarbaraWeltman.com, right, Barb?
Absolutely.
And don't, what about your tax tips? Where's that? Which side do we get that on?
Every day I give a tip on BWIdeas.com.
All right. And what about your monthly newsletter?
That you can see at BWIdeas.com. You can download a free issue, and it's right. a subscription publication.
And it comes once a month on in print.
Once a month in print.
In the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara, what are some other things that we need to know as we head off into 2005?
Well, you know, you might want to gear up for new things. There are so many new opportunities in 2005. The limits for retirement plans have increased all across the board. There's a new manufacturer's deduction, which is so important. This is a 3% of your income from certain production activities, and this is very broadly defined. It's not just typical what you think of traditional manufacturers. It could be construction firms. It could be agricultural producers, software makers. Very, very broad definition. So see if you qualify for this and what you have to do to maximize
producers? What about producers of media?
Producers, yeah, film and video production companies.
What about radio and internet, huh?
We don't know about that. We don't know. You know what? We don't know because there's been no IRS guidance on this yet.
And so, so tell us what the issue is again. These are deductions?
This is a deduction of 3%, basically. It could be up to your taxable income as for a C corporation or your adjusted gross income. So it's a really big deduction.
Mm-hmm. And what is it called again? How is it defined?
It's called the manufacturer's deduction. Mm-hmm. It's scheduled to go up to 9% by 2010.
Wow.
So this is something,
that's an extra deduction on top of depreciation and everything.
Oh
else?
Yes, this is right against what your profits are.
Wow.
Your income from this kind of your production activities income, the domestic production gross receipts minus the related expenses for it.
And then that's like a tax credit discounted for whatever bracket you're in.
Well, in effect, but when it's fully phased in 2010, the 9% effectively reduces the top tax rate from 35% to 32%. It's a really important deduction.
Wow.
And the great thing is it applies for AMT purposes as well.
Wow. Is that new?
Brand new. Started January 1st.
Okay. See, I didn't even know about that.
Yep, it's a brand new deduction, and actually, it was the cornerstone of the American Jobs Creation Act of 2004, mm-hmm. which passed in October.
Well, I'll tell you what, I heard some ears perking up. I heard some antenna coming up out there in the audience when you talked about that, the manufacturer's deduction.
Yeah, but don't think manufacturers; just think
right.
more production.
Think broadly, talk to your CPA because, you know, as an example, Barbara, I was sort of halfway teasing, but now I'm not teasing. We produce and distribute multimedia content. You know, we manufacture things here that's, you know, it's not something you put in a box necessarily, but it's a product that we create here.
Well, we'll wait and see what the guidance says, but specifically film and video production companies create something, and they're said to qualify, so maybe you'll
With my luck, they specifically excluded me. That would be my luck, Barbara. Barbara, got about 1 minute. What's the last thought on some tax information we need?
I think staffing is a great thing to look at this year. If you're going to take on employees, I think you need to look long and hard. Are you going to use independent contractors or employees to do the work that you need to get done? Going back to the manufacturer's deduction, the deduction is limited to 50% of your W-2 payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you could take advantage of the deduction, it might help to take on employees versus
right.
using independent contractors. That might offset the payroll costs.
See how tax planning can benefit you folks? This is all good stuff. Barbara, thank you for bringing it to us. Thank you for educating us as you have over the years, and we appreciate it very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure as always.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, give us your website one more time, Barbara.
Go to www.bwideas.com.
Or BarbaraWeltman.com. Thanks,
or
Barbara.
Weltman.
Happy New Year. See you next time. Barbara Weltman, folks, she'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.